gave a heavenly breath, and now it's there in our chest. That's why we're singing it back to you. For every battle you won, for everything that you've done, and everything that you're gonna do. Need too much to ever doubt it.
Good morning. Good morning. It is a good morning. Father God, I want to thank and praise you this morning for life, health, strength, and for your goodness. Lord, I say, have your way. Your way, because your word says that you are the way. You are the truth, you are the life, and you are the light. So God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for yesterday. I thank you for that impromptu fast. I thank you what you did through that fast. I don't know, I can't begin to know everything that you did. But I know this, all your promises are yes and amen.
Majestic is your name, your words are true, your mercy does not change, all your promises are precious, reviving our faith, every one of them will be fulfilled one day.
Ooh, all your promises are yes and amen, Jesus, your promises are true. Desire and amen, Lord Jesus. We'll keep running after you.
run and not grow weary. You will rise upon the eagle's wing in the presence of the Lord. Our spirit will soar till we one day gaze upon our King.
Oh, all your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. Your promises are true,
so true.
All your promises are yes and amen.
Come on now, we keep running, everybody. We'll keep running after you. Gonna run after you, Lord. My foot had almost slipped, oh Lord, you know I almost lost my way, until I entered the house of the Lord, and I heard your sweet spirit, I heard you say,
all your promises are yes and amen, Jesus, your promises are
you, but yesterday was a very, very hard day for me. It was a very hard day for me. And the reason being, I know I shouldn't be saying it, but I do not understand why Jose and the ladies he's with and Jessica, why did they feel they had to kill me? I can't figure that out. Why did they determine in their mind I had to die in order for them to be able to succeed? So that angel told me one thing about that, because I keep asking God, why did they feel like I have to die for them to take something from me that only comes from you, God? God said, don't you get it? I said, no, I don't get it. He said, them people believe in you. He said, them people believe in you so much that they want what you got without paying the price you paid to get it. I said, what? He said, uh-huh. He said, they some of your spiritual greatest supporters because they believe what you say. They believe what you got. They believe what you do because they have experienced me work through you. He said, they want it so bad, they'll kill for it. He said, that's how Satan has them deceived. He said, from this moment on, I told you I want you to forget it and move on. He said, they're carnal. He said, they don't even believe in the holiness of me. They believe in man more than me. I say, wow. He said, they don't even believe what they preach, the preachers with Jose, that stirred all this up. But they believe in you. They believe in man. They believe in the flesh. That's why they believe that if they killed you, they could take it. Because he said, isn't that what witches believe? Don't witches believe in manifestation of power? And don't they cause transference when people die? I said, yeah, they do. He said, so that's why they want you dead. And that's why they wanted you dead to the point that they gave you that witchcraft. He said, that's what it was. He said, and I'm going to deliver you of it right now. Brothers and sisters, something came up out of me that was it tasted like pure, I don't know if it was quinine in it or, but it came up. God sovereignly delivered me from it. And it was bitter, 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 bitter. And so I don't know how your day was, but part of my day was being delivered from the stuff in the drink that Jose had given me to drink that was concocted by them. Yep. So, yesterday you should have received some deliverance from a work of the flesh. And if you didn't, just like me, I didn't know what was going on. I just trusted God. I trusted him. And you know what else God told me? He said, well, I'm going to share with you because go to Psalm 140, verse 7. Psalm 140. Psalm 140, verse 7. Now, this is not all of this. The angel said this is the first part. But I'm to cast out any bitterness. Bitterness. Anybody with any kind of gallbladder problems, I'm to cast out bitterness. Psalm 140 and 7, the angel said, this is why I'm here today. And you see, well, you'll see. Pray right now that God will, I think I just saw Wes posted up there, Ephesians 1, 17 through 20. This is good. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. The angel said this too. I talked about it a minute or two with a couple of believers yesterday. Brothers and sisters, I've got to teach you about the spiritual realm. I've got to teach you about the heavenly realm. And I've got to teach you how to walk in it and on earth at the same time, and how to fight in it and fight on all three fronts at the same time. So but you're going to see a whole package presented to you. Today is the 17th. I'm 2 days late. I told you way back that by July 15th that there was going to be a change. Well, the change took place, and I'm probably going to end up being maybe a week short of introducing it to you all. But this right here, what this angel gave me, and like I say, this is only part one, because I had to understand this. I had to understand. I like understanding. As a matter of fact, I live through understanding and revelation and by it. So I needed to understand. I do. But I gotta get this point right here to you. The angel said, it wasn't just you, Erica. It wasn't you. But they thought if they could get rid of you, that they wouldn't have any problem taking the minds captive of the people on this tear line. They are so polluted and defiled that they actually believe without a reason, without a cause, that they could just take your mind captive too. Because I would be out of the way. So I was talking, thinking, you see, brothers and sisters, I am your covering. Now, it's going to take about, I don't know how long, but the anointing that Jose and Jessica left here with, it will dwindle. It will dwindle because they were under this covering. And now they got to get under another covering because they're not under the covering of God at this moment. They're under the covering of their own self, which ain't worth nothing. And so that's what the angel was explaining to me. You see, I maintain the covering always because I know that. Because I know I don't know everything. And I know nobody on this earth does except the Holy Spirit gives it to them. And so I thank God that I have a covering. And I also thank God for those of you that are praying for me through this thing. Because this one here, I shall not pay the price for this one. This one what, Erica? This new anointing. We coming under, you made it. You see, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be, what, in agreement? And so you all praying for me, doubled up, reinforced God's covering over me. Because I'm the covering over you. You get it? So in order to kill me. Now, this is going to sound strange, but it's the truth. They would have to kill everybody that prayed for me. Because we're in covenant together. So you got to understand that Jose did learn a lot from me being here, a whole lot. But Jose, Jessica, she didn't learn that much. She learned more from the tan line. But Jose lived in my house. And the Holy Spirit say, Jose knows he ain't never heard you pray nothing bad against nobody in the whole 10 years he was here. He ain't never seen you do nothing but worship God in the whole 10 years you were here. He didn't see nothing but a life sold out 100% dedicated to the will, the plan, and the purpose of God. And the Holy Spirit say, he mad. He's mad. He's angry because he couldn't get it. He could not get his mind subject to his spirit. Jessica could not get her mind subject to her spirit. You have got to get this. If you want the power and the ministration of God to work for you, you've got to be sold out to him. And anything that he would say or she would say is a lie. So they living under the anointing of lies if they say anything other than that. And that's everybody that knows me, including my own family. They didn't care. I have a family. I finally soft-pedaled and told my family, because, you know, my family is not, they are delivered and they saved, but we still family. So the thing I could not, and I got it, I'm trying to comprehend it. Jesus died once and for all. Ain't nobody else got to die. Because we live looking forward to eternal life. And understand me, he hear me, because he was sitting up looking at me all while this was going on, because on my phone, he had the ADT that covers the sanctuary and the fellowship. But this is not a joke, a game, and it's not funny. And I know I'm fighting the devil. If I ever was fighting the devil, I'm fighting him now. I wondered why the angel appeared in a certain place in this big old sanctuary and fellowship. And the angel showed me what, and I thought it was wonderful. He said, ain't no cameras right here. He said, as it unfolds, you're going to get the whole picture. I said, thank you. And I know I'm under the, let's just look at the scriptures that the angel gave me. But there's an anointing that's coming. There's an anointing. It's so awesome. Get this in your spirit, man, this morning. Because God is going to be revealing more and more and more. By the way, I deleted every podcast video I had up. I took them all. They're all deleted. They're all down. I took down all that teaching that was on YouTube. I took it down under instruction from the angel. Okay? What is about to happen is awesome. We're not, this ministry is not where it was before that attempted death threat on my life. I said the ministry is not where it was before Satan stirred up the heart of Jose, Jessica, and the witches to put me completely out of commission so that they could have a place on Omega Man Radio. It's sick and it's perverted. Psalm 140, verse 7. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields, in parentheses, covers my head in the day of battle. Now, I want to break this down to you. After I drank that poison, it was witchcraft potion. The first thing the devil tried to do was steal my mind. And you say, well, why did he try to steal your mind? Because remember, that's the first thing I lost. That's the first thing that brought me back to Christ. When I lost my mind, after I lost all that money on the stock market, playing the stock market, after I lost all my money, I did not have a mind because my mind was focused on, I wasn't saved. I was Baptist saved, you know, then. But my Baptist salvation told me, get an education, get rich. You can make it in America. You can make it in America. Oh, Jesus, help me. So, Satan, remember the first thing Satan attacked on Jose was his mind. And the first thing Satan attacked, but he attacked their body first. First he attacked their physical bodies. Through a genetic disorder for Jose, and through a physical disorder for the other lady, Jessica. And so what the devil did, you see, there's nothing new under the sun. And the thing that you get delivered from is the thing that Satan is always going to torment you with. And he's always coming back. Because that thing was a stronghold, or that's the best way I could put it, a wall, partition in your life. So that is where the bulk of the perversity lies in your life. And what had happened in my mind was that as a kid, I was considered pretty bright. And so the Bible says witches hunt souls. They hunt souls. So that means that witches hunt your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. Witches hunt souls. Witches are going to attempt to do the most harm to you in any of those five areas that they can infiltrate: your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. You see, those five senses and those five areas can be natural and spiritual. You have a natural heart, you have a spiritual heart. The mind is 100% spiritual, and it operates through the organ of the brain. Your thought life, your goals that you set. And in conjunction with that, what you see. And then the whole body, in conjunction with that, is what you experience in the natural realm that can connect with the sense realm or the sensory realm. Witches know this. And so yesterday somebody said, well, how you know? I said, because God has used me to bring thousands of witches to conversion. So witch without conversion means witch operating in the flesh. The mind without conversion means a mind focused on the flesh. A heart without conversion will never allow the body, the heart, the mind, the will, and the emotions to be transformed, or as it was in the Bible, transfigured. Okay? So if a person gets saved and they miss that conversion, they have a hard time almost never being able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So you can receive, you can have a good heart and not be converted. You can have a good mind and not be converted. You can have, it's almost hard to have a good will without conversion. It just won't happen. So anyway, between the point of the new birth, there's supposed to come conversion. Salvation, new birth, conversion. Sometimes called what? Sanctification. Sanctification means what? Being set apart unto God, and then God has to do the next step through conversion. Conversion is where you receive that undeniable love of God, that unshakable love of God, right? If you miss that step, it is very easy to put something else in that place, yourself. Yourself. Because conversion, just like transformation, takes place where? In the soul. It takes place in the soul. So in between the time that new birth, sanctification is taking place, and conversion, that is when it's like God has you under a covering, a protective, godly covering. And God will place you under with however you choose to take it, however your mind can comprehend it. Somebody that knows more of what you need to know to be successful in his kingdom than you do. Some people utilize that and they build their own kingdom on earth, and they point what should be pointed to God to themselves. It's like some churches will say, the preacher will say, I'm your father. I had one pull that on me one time. I said, you're not my father. My father was 6 feet three, weighed almost 300 pounds, and you don't look nothing like him. I have a father. I don't need no father. But other people, that's why I don't like that word mother. You're not my mother. I have a mother and a good one. And I love her. I don't need another mother. I need a spiritual teacher. But what they do, what they would do, because of inadequacies maybe in their own life, they pull you in and they want to be a mother to you or a father to you. God ain't called nobody to be that. As a matter of fact, he says, call no man father. And this is why sometimes people have a tendency to misunderstand me. I'm a minister. God ain't called me to be your best friend. And he ain't called me to be your mother. He called me to be a spiritual leader in his kingdom. And that's what I am. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't care for you. That doesn't mean that I'm not concerned about your soul. But that does mean that it's not my responsibility to be the nurturer that you may not have had in your childhood, and you're going to try to make me that. See, they did that. They tried that on Jesus one time. Remember? And Jesus had to tell them, who made me a judge? I'm not your judge. I came to seek and save them that were lost. So with the angel, and this angel is really ministering to me, teaching me a lot. A lot. When you get like that, it's easy to become double-minded. And you begin to look for the things in your spiritual leader that you act, and if they adhere to that, they will make people look at you or me or anybody, if you let them, other than God. I don't do that. My job is to reconnect you with Jesus. And then Jesus' job is to connect you with God. And then God fills you with himself in order to lead, guide, direct you. And then you should become an asset to the kingdom. You should become an asset to your spiritual leader. You should become an asset to your pastor. You should become an asset to your apostle. You should become an asset to your prophet. evangelist, teacher. You should become an asset because now you become the gift from the giver. God uses people just like he used everything else he owned. And as soon as it fits in the mold, I'm gonna teach you about covering. I didn't teach about it too much because remember, I wasn't building Jesus Believers Church. I was building people. I'm not interested in building no church. The church gonna grow because it's built on Christ. And everything Christ touches multiplies. It grows. It becomes fruitful. So I just wanted to say that, to say what the angel was showing me, how God was covering me, and how he had to send an angel himself, and the other two, Breakthrough and Gabriel, were here to protect me because they knew what was in the heart of the person around me and persons. Now, I always knew I was fighting the devil, demons, witches, warlocks. Oh, excuse me, no such word as warlocks. That don't exist. There's no such thing as a warlock. And witches know that. When the witch or somebody hear you say warlock, they say you don't know what you're talking about. So for 10 years, God was using, I always used to say, Jose kept me on my knees. God was teaching me how to overcome the devil. Because he was right here in Jose. Remember I told you that God will use a person who is full of the devil and bring them right beside you. I was living what I was preaching. He wasn't the only one. But all of them together was too much. Too much. Too much. Too much. So then that angel said, remember Benjamin? He said, go to Deuteronomy 33 and 12. Deuteronomy 33 and 12. Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long. I said, okay. He said, now I want you to rest secure. He said, God wants you to rest secure in him. Because he's shielding you. And he's dwelling, remember? Between your shoulders. So then he said, go to Isaiah 51 and 16. And I didn't have time to really look up the King James, so close to King James, but he just kind of paraphrased it. It came out of him, came out of that. I'm just calling that angel a him, but it don't seem to have no kind of gender or nothing like that. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, the church, thou art my people, Thou art my people. Now, make sure you get this. This was a life message. The angel said, before God fulfills his purposes on earth, he takes a man or a woman and puts his words in their mouth, and he covers him or her with the shadow of his hand. Nothing. He said, just like Jesus said, nothing by any means shall harm you. I said, whoa. Before his purpose is fulfilled, he takes a man or a woman and puts his words in their mouth, and then he covers them with the shadow of his hand. He said, now go to Isaiah 49, and you'll see, speaking of Israel, how God feels about you and how God feels about his church. Isaiah 49, 1 and 2. Before I was born, the Lord called me from my birth. Before you were born, the Lord called you from your birth. He made mention of your name. He made your mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid you. He made you into a polished arrow and concealed you in his quiver. Are you getting it? Getting it? Are you getting it? Isaiah 49 in the King James. Thank you, Jennifer. Listen, O isles, unto me and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, hath he made mention of my name, and he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 4. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Psalm 61, verse 4. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Shelter here literally means covert or covered place. Covering is also linked with the idea of God's protection in times of need. Out of that angel came this again. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields or provides a covered place for me, who shields and covers my head in the day of battle. Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you when you have made the Lord your habitation. The angels say he'll give me the rest and the anointing. He said there's a fresh anointing. That's why I had you fast for it if you chose to. He said, but trust this. I love it. Trust this. He said, trust this. You covered. Yay! You covered. Yay! You've been covered. Yay! And you will always be covered. You're in the shadow of the Lord's hand. Trust this. You're covered.
Listen, Eden is kingdom. An Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Come on, let me hear you, let me hear you. Put your hands together like this. Come on. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted, the tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's simple, a life that's full, a life that's rich and simple. It is my goal to remind you of this principle, we redeemed a new one job.
Thinking.
Know our design. And our father's plan. Oh yes, it's time. We get back to kingdom. Now is the time. We take our stand. We were deemed to live a life that's simple, a life that's full, a life that's rich and simple. It is my goal to remind you of this.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, I say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Say it again, say.
Let's get back to Eden.
Okay, tell them how it is, y'all. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
now, right
Eden,
here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Eden, where you at? right here.
Said this is the time for you to give up now. Now God's gonna work it out. You're getting ready to bow. The blessing is on you to leave. Jesus gave his life so then you could kneel. Hey, you've been down too long. Get up. Cause this is the morning. Joy is coming in near. I'm headed back to Eden. Come go with me. Confess it with your mouth. I've got to live. Go top of the world.